so who here loves Jesus? All right, I saw an awful lot of hands. That's awesome. I hope that all of you by the end of this week have a better perspective on Christ and his love for you. And if you haven't already found that love or able to get to that point in your life. It's great that so many of us love Jesus, but it's even more important that we prove that we love him through the way that we behave and act. Those of you who have ever taken a foreign language, raise your hands. Spanish, French, German, sign language, that's me. Okay, every language has conditional statements. Amy told me the other, where's Amy? What's the other name for them? Subjunctive. In Spanish, I guess they're also called conditional or subjunctive. It's an if-then statement. If you do this, or if this happens, then this will be the result. Jesus also gave us an if-then statement of what will happen if we truly love him. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and look with me. I'm going to be reading out of the Message. I think it's a more down-to-earth translation, like Julie, so that was what I had intended to read out of. I'm reading from John chapter 14, starting in verse 23, the second part of it, so 23b. And I'm going to be reading basically through the end of the chapter. And listen carefully for this if-then conditional statement. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you with the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset, don't be distraught. You've heard me tell you, I'm going away and I'm coming back. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm on my way to the Father, because the Father is the goal and purpose of my life. I've told you this ahead of time, before it happens, so that when it does happen, the confirmation will deepen your belief in me. I'll not be talking with you much more like this, because the chief of this godless world is about to attack. But don't worry, he has nothing on me, no claim on me. But so the world might know how thoroughly I love the Father, I'm carrying out my Father's instructions, right down to the last detail. Okay, so at the beginning, our conditional statement was, if you love me, you will what? Anybody remember? Obey my teachings, follow my teachings, carefully keep my word. Okay, so obedience can sometimes be viewed as a weakness, in a sense. Like people view submission in marriage often as a weakness, when in reality it's God's plan for how you work together as a team. But have you ever seen kids who just obey their parents out of love? And it's kind of like you get shocked, like they say, would you go get me a glass of water? And the kid just goes and gets them a glass of water.
No.
You haven't seen that? I've observed it a few times, and it's actually rather fascinating because it, I don't know, it seems against most of our human nature. But it's often viewed as a sign of weakness, like that kid would be under so much control, but really that kid is motivated by love for their parents. So if we truly love God, we too will want to obey him. He puts these teachings, these commandments, in our lives for a reason. Because he cares for us. They're not to restrict us or make us have a boring life. When in reality, Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. He wants us to have a full life, so that's why he builds in these boundaries for us. If we don't obey, that means we really don't truly love Jesus. Some commands are easy to avoid breaking, like, do not murder. That may not be so easy sometimes. There have been times, those of us who are married or have siblings have probably felt like that at some time. But then you've got, like, stealing. Sometimes that's harder to avoid, because what about even, like, cheating on a test is stealing, and we've all probably been tempted to do that. Coveting or envying someone else's stuff, if you just absolutely have to have something so badly that it just gnaws at your heart and you can't focus on anything else. These are commandments that God has given us not to do. And it's for our own good, because he knows that where our heart needs to be, and he knows how to protect us through having these commandments. Some of them might seem restraining, but it's as a father's love for his children. So if you have a kid and you say, you have to stay in the yard, I don't want you to run out into the busy street, the kid might think that the yard is restraining, but in reality, you're giving them so much more freedom because they're not risking their lives in their playtime. Those are kind of how God's commandments are for us. So it's evident that we obey God if we obey, it's evident that we love God if we obey what he says, and likewise, if we love him, then we will obey. There's a story of Jesus who met with the woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. And he forgave her and he said, but now go and sin no more. That's what Jesus asks of us. And that is how we prove that we are Christ's followers. All right, so a second part. If we love him, we will obey his teaching. Secondly, Jesus promises to send us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God at work in our lives. It's how God leads us. If we love him, then he will send us the Spirit. It means being in tune with God and walking with him through prayer and Bible reading. I have a specific situation of how God many times has been at work in my life through the power of the Holy Spirit. But one was, for many years, I had prayed to find a godly husband, and God had been working in so many different people's lives. It was actually began at Fuel several years ago. But God had been working in the hearts of Alan Kane, who's now my brother-in-law, and he would talk to Dan, his brother, and said, there's this girl that you've got to meet. And some of Dan's relatives, who were my Sunday school teachers, said, there's this girl that you got to meet. We were all being led by the Holy Spirit. We were all seeking the Holy Spirit in this because Dan and I were both seeking to have God's power at work in our lives. And so God used all these different people, all these different situations, all these different places to bring us together. We've been married 2 years now. So because we were seeking God, he revealed truth and his will for us through ourselves and through other people. So to be tuned into God, you must be seeking him and living for him. That's the only way that we can truly be his speakers and amplifiers throughout the world. So if you are tuned in and focused on the world instead, you'll be playing their music, not God's. You won't be able to adequately portray him to the world. And likewise, if you're disconnected from the socket, like if you are not spending time with God, if you are not allowing yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit, then you don't have that God energy running through you, and you still can't adequately live for him. You need that spiritual electricity. So how do we know when we have the Spirit in our lives? There are the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. And I think these are very valuable to memorize because they just really help to be a strong guideline for our life. So we have the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the 9 standards that God says if you are truly living by the Spirit and you have the Spirit at work in your life, then you will have these 9 characteristics. That is how we will be a walking example of Jesus. And people can ask, you know, people will notice the way you are living and they'll wonder why you're so different, but it's a good kind of different. They'll envy that kind of behavior. I have people in high school who would ask me that. I'm far from perfect, but I tried very hard to make high school my mission field, which I would encourage you all to do as well, especially if you're in a public high school or wherever you may be. People will notice your different behavior, your Jesus behavior, and they will envy that, and they'll say, why are you so happy or joyful? Not that I was always happy, but why do you always have a smile on your face? And so that was my opportunity to share. Let me share what God has done for me. And thirdly, if we have the Spirit of God at work in our lives, Jesus promises that he will send the peace of the Spirit. What he had said and what we read was, that's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. Jesus was leaving his disciples physically at this time, but he promised that God's Spirit would still be with them to work through them. So he promises the Spirit to bring us peace. It's not always easy. We all know that life has many different challenges for us. But when we have the Spirit at work in our lives, God will grant us the peace that we need to get through each situation. But in order to have these things, We have to be seeking God actively. We have to be fellowshipping with believers. We have to be worshiping. We have to be reading our Bibles and praying. We have to aim to obey him. We have to really make a conscious effort to follow the commandments. Then he will fill us with his Holy Spirit. He will grant his peace. And it will be evident that we have this when all of those fruits of the Spirit are at work in our lives and are evident in our lives. So if we really love Jesus, we will want to obey him. Just like a child may want to obey their parents just because they desire that love so much. Jesus died for us, so really the least that we can do is live for him. We have to prove by our actions that we truly love and know him.